Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, The Audacity of Faith and Prayer.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God who comes with vindication. With divine recompense, God comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The abode where jackals lurk will be a marsh for the reed and papyrus. A highway will be there, called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray on it. No lion will be there, nor beast of prey go up to be met upon it. It is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. I grew up in a home that had several patched holes in the ceiling, the result of various leaks. It's no wonder then, as a child growing up, whenever I heard this gospel being proclaimed, I would envision the man on the stretcher being lowered through one of the holes in our ceiling, and four heads popping through it as he was lowered, and Jesus sitting below, a and reaching up to help guide the stretcher to the floor before him. As I've grown older, however, I've realized, as comical or surprising as that sight might have been for those who witnessed it, the point of the story is not how the man's friends solved the conundrum of getting him close to Jesus, but that they knew to get him to Jesus in the first place and would do whatever they had to in order to make it happen. We don't know the context of the man's story, how he became paralyzed, if his friends were involved in the accident, whether he was near death, whether he was the one who asked his friends to take him to Jesus, or whether his friends took him there of their own accord. The only thing we do know is that Jesus recognized the audacity of their faith. Because of their faith, Jesus was able to break into the hearts and minds of all those gathered, apparently including the Pharisees and teachers, for we're told that after the healing of the one who had been paralyzed, astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. Paralyzed hearts were healed as much as the man's body that day, at least for many of them. As we look around our world today, we see that it is paralyzed in many ways, from war and violence, fear and hatred, illness and destruction. There is not one person, not one institution, who is not affected by such paralysis. We know of countless situations among our families and friends, in our church and society, who cry out for help, looking for healing, wholeness, and hope. Every year, as part of our discernment for the next year's ministry, we sisters here in Grand Rapids are asked to identify a specific prayer intention that we will commit to for the year. In addition, on a daily basis, like countless other people of faith, we receive emails, phone calls, cards, and other communication from people begging us for our prayers on behalf of their needs and concerns. We do not take lightly the request, please pray for me. Please pray. Please. When in need, people in pain know they can turn to people of audacious faith to pray for them. Such audacious prayer is the primary ministry of our nuns in the order, and it is the task of all who are baptized in Jesus Christ. These prayer intentions are that man on the stretcher. We who pray for these intentions are the stretcher bearers, bringing the intentions to Jesus and placing them before him for healing, for wholeness. Those who trust us with their needs recognize the audacity of our faith. Our promise to pray is a way of saying, be strong. Fear not, for your God is here, coming with vindication, with divine recompense. Our God comes to save. There is an audacity to our faith, an audacity to our prayers, a boldness in our belief that God breaks in when we bring others' needs before the Lord. Like the water leaks that inevitably broke through the ceilings in my childhood home, the prayers the faith community carry of those in need break through to the heart of Jesus, whose love opens ever wider to embrace, comfort, and heal. Through the intercession of our prayers, our God strengthens the hands that are feeble and makes firm the knees that are weak. Through the intercession of our prayers, carried on the wings of our faith, our world comes closer to the vision of God, where the desert and parched land exalt, blooming with abundant, flourishing flowers. ¶¶